You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yeah, so warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we've got action domestically from Carlisle, Pontefract, and we're over the jumps at Uttoxeter as well. And you'll hear every race live from 2 p.m. on William Hill Racing Radio with Stuart Beasley, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Ollie Pimlott. But ahead of all that, to take a look at some of the action, joining me, Sam Norris, is Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks, Sam.
Good. We're all on tenterhooks as we record this podcast as to how much rain is going to be too much rain for Golden Horn.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're probably walking the course as we're speaking here, making a decision. There was a lot of rain that fell yesterday at Ascot, and, you know, he is the star attraction in the big race, the King George. So let's hope it's okay, it isn't too soft, and he gets the thumbs up to run.
Yeah, by the time our listeners are listening to this podcast, of course, we'll know the outcome of that. You mentioned rain there. It was an absolute washout on Friday, Craig. Did you manage to pick anything out of the action in between the thunderstorms?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot to take out of it, to be honest. Obviously, Brian Ellison's progressive handicaps there. Seymour did very well to get back on track.
He's disappointed slightly with the Northumberland plate run, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but he had a high draw to overcome, and they made plenty of use of him in the Northumberland plate, and he was much better drawn. He didn't panic when High Secret kicked and tried to steal the race at the 2 furlong pole, and Ben Curtis just timed his run to perfection, and he's a stay on the upgrade. It was another impressive performance. It was a little bit of compensation for the Northumberland plate, a race Brian Ellison has tried to win so hard over the last few years, but yeah, he's bagged another nice prize, and he's, you know, the main thing is he's got a very progressive horse. I think they'll surely keep him to the flat. I don't think, you know, he'll return to hurdles this winter. I think he's very progressive on the flat, and one that is still improving.
Yeah, he has had a couple of hurdle wins to his name, but I think I'd be inclined to agree with you there, Craig. Where would you send him next if it was yours?
It's a good question, Sam. It's a very good question. Ebor, possibly? Or, you know, the way he stayed on yesterday. I don't know. Has he entered in Ebor? What other staying races do we have? Handicaps? Obviously, it could be a Cesaro choice.
Yeah, that's true.
For the end of the season. But, yeah, he's in the Ebor.
He's in the Ebor.
Yeah, he's got an Ebor entry. So I think that would be a logical next step for him. He's got enough time to recover from the soft ground. He will carry a penalty now for yesterday's success, I think, in the Ebor. But he will run off his old mark with a penalty. So he will get in. So, yeah, I would think York could well be on his horizon.
Okay, fair enough. Any other highlight performers on Friday, Craig?
Obviously, up at the Knavesmire at York, I was very impressed with David O'Meara's charge. He's no saint, who hadn't shown a great deal since arriving from Ireland, but he won very, very impressively on the Knavesmire in a decent time as well. So I think he's one that is likely to follow up. And obviously the listed race, French Dressing, who had only won a maiden at Newmarket coming into this race, was very impressive. Showed another lovely turn of foot to put that race to bed, and again that was a quick time. Those were the two standout performances for me on that York card.
Okay, excellent. So that about wraps it up in terms of the news. Everything very much Golden Horn focused at the time of recording this podcast. So we'll take a look ahead then to 4 contests on Sunday. We've got 3 from Pontefract to bring you on the level, and we've got a handicap chase as well from Uttoxeter. We'll start with the 3:25 at Ponte. This one is a 1.25 handicap. It's a Class 4 with the dead 8 runners lining up at the time of recording. I suppose the obvious one that jumps off the page here, Craig, Save the Bees, chasing a 4 all-timer?
Yeah, he's won his last three, Carlisle, Chester, Ripon. He wore blinkers on each of those three starts, Sam. But they've swapped the blinkers here with a first-time visor, which I think is an interesting move because he hasn't exactly done a lot wrong and he's a pretty straightforward horse. You know, they gun him from the front and they try and make all. He has gone up another £4 in the weight. But, you know, I think the biggest stumbling block for him here is likely to be Ruth Carr's San Cassiano because he's another out-and-out front runner. And I think the two horses here could take each other on early, cut each other's throats and set it up for something coming from off the pace. And the most interesting runner that shouldn't be too far away is Comborough. He races quite prominently himself. He doesn't need to lead. He's got the perfect stall in number one on the inside here, which is so important to Pontefract. And I thought he ran a nice race last time at Carlisle, finishing fourth. He had a high draw to overcome, and they made plenty use of him early in that race. But he stuck to his task up and trip for the first time. And I think, you know, his pedigree suggests this mile and a quarter could be to his liking. So with Sylvester D'Souza booked, and he's off 69, the same mark as Carlisle, I think he's a very interesting runner. Should get the race run to suit. And this track, very much in his favour. So Comborough would be the one for me in the 325.
OK, Comborough then getting the pick for Craig in that one. We'll move to Ponty's next race, and their feature race of the day, a listed stakes coming up at 4 o'clock. Just over a mile, the trip for this one. Seven of them are down to take their chance, and quite a few that we know a bit about here, Craig. Top-notch Tonto for a start.
Yeah, he bounced back to form last time with a win at York. Ground was just on the soft side of good that day. He beat Gabriel. Yeah, proved his well-being once again, but he's got a penalty to overcome here and he's back on a faster surface, Sam. So I think, you know, they're two negatives towards his chances and I think there could be other horses better treated at these weights. So I'd be passing top-notch Tonto over in this listed event at Pontefract on Sunday.
OK, who do you take him on with? We've got a couple, of course, who arrive here in fine form in the shape of Birdman and Let's Go. They've both won their last two starts. And we've got the 2013 winner Fireship. So there's plenty to take him on with, Craig.
Yeah, there is. It's a good competitive race. I mean, I think this is a good opening for Birdman because he's gone up the handicaps. He went up 7 for his last win at York. You wouldn't really be too keen on him running off 106, conceding lots of weight in a handicap. But I think this is a good listed race, running against horses of equal ability, off level weights. But the horse I like is Mondelist, David O'Meara's horse. Ran really well two starts back at Ascot, finishing third on that occasion, and was drawn on the wrong side in the Hunt Cup. Didn't have any chance in that contest. I think he's a classy horse, and I think he can get back on track here. I think the biggest danger is likely to be the improving three-year-old Let's Go. He routed his field at Wolverhampton last time in a handicap of 90. You know, the handicap, I put him up to 109, which brings him right into play here with the three-year-old allowances. But he's drawn 7, and he is a front runner. So, you know, James Doyle's going to have to work hard to get to the front in this contest. And I think Mondelist can get a better early position from stall one under Danny Tudhope. So I think he's the one I'd want to be with here.
Okay, it's the Amara charge then for Craig Mondelist in that 4 o'clock contest at Pontefract. We'll move to the final of their races that we're going to cover on today's podcast, the 4:35, 6 furlong sprint handicap here, class 3 event with 13 of them down for it. Who did you like here?
Yeah, I like the top weight here, Dovo Prince. He got back on track at Chester, two starts back wearing a first time visor on that occasion, but you know, he proved that was no fluke with another solid run here at the track last time, finishing third, to name it what you like. He was drawn in 9 that day, and it wasn't exactly ideal the way the race panned out. Patrick Vaughan comes in for the ride here, taking over from Richard Kingscote, takes 7 off, you know, reducing his mark to 81, and he looks well treated. But it's a good little race. Last year's winner, Compton Park, is in here. Avon Breeze, a last time out winner at Beverley. But I think the biggest danger could be Right Touch. He's shown nothing in two starts this season, but you go back to his form at the back end last year when we last seen him. I was actually May at Doncaster early season. He didn't reappear. Obviously had a problem. I think May just taking a couple of runs to get over that. He's dangerously well handicapped off 83 with Jack Garrity's claim coming into play as well. I do fear Right Touch, but I'm going to go for the top weight here in Dovo Prince.
Okay, Dougal Prince then for Tom Dascombe in that 4:35 event at Pontefract. We'll go then to you, Tuxton, for a bit of the jumping action to close off today's podcast. This one is a handicap chase. They're 4:10. This is 2.5 miles the trip for this Class 2, with 10 of them down to go to post for it. And again, a lot of horses here arriving in good heart, Craig.
They are indeed in Champion Court. Bounced back over fences at Kempton at the beginning of May. They then took advantage of a decent mark over hurdles when he won at Worcester. He's back over the fences today, but he's off 148. So that could be the stumbling block there. Witnessing Court. You know, the form of the Donald McCain yard would worry me for his chances. And he bombed out at Cartmel just around about a month ago. It was a real poor performance. He needs to bounce back from that. Ulysse Devassi. I think the key to this horse has been the drop back to 2 miles. The stepping him back up and trip again. Yeah, that extra half furlong may find him out. So the horse I like is the bottom weight here, Merlin's Jack. He is a 10-year-old, but he's currently thriving at present. He just got run out of it at Warwick 3 starts back, produced another consistent display at Newton Abbott, and he wasn't winning out a turn last time at Force Last. He's only gone up £4 for that victory. He steps up in grade. He's taken on much better horses here, but he's at the right end of the weights. 10 stone, £5. You know, he is £5 out on official ratings, but that wouldn't worry me too much. And I think Merlin's Jack is the one for me.
Okay, the bottom one then, Merlin's Jack for Craig in that 4:10 at Utuxa. Just remind us, please, then of the four selections for Sunday's action.
3:25, Conbra would be the first, and he'd probably be the most confident selection of the four, Sam. In the 4 o'clock, Mondaliste for David O'Mara. The top weight in the 4:35, Dovo Prince. And finally, over the fences at Utuxeter, Merlin's Jack in the 4:10.
Okay, there we are. Craig Forsyth's picks then for Sunday's racing. Carlisle, Pontefract and Utuxeter will be on the agenda on William Hill Racing Radio from 2 p.m. And Stuart Beasley, Alistair Whitehouse Jones and Ollie Pimlott will be the team to guide you through. So do join the guys from 2 o'clock for all of that. Thanks for that, Craig, and best of luck.
Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.